All right. Hey, we got a very special caller on here, and I didn't want to speculate. That's why I said, but I knew who brought the champagne.
When you heard it was a $5, $100.
It didn't matter the money. The class.
You wanted to know who brought it. I guess I needed to call in.
The class, there was no doubt, Ingrid, and it didn't. When he said 500, it could have been 50 or 5,000, but just the class that you and Bill have in the presence in this industry. And Bill would have done the same thing. He would have been tickled pink.
I do feel that I knew pretty well what went on in Bill's head after 45-year honeymoon with him, and I knew that he would want to come down and congratulate and tell Mike that it was time to pass the baton on to somebody else after 34 years. That 388 held for a long time. I also want to just say something wonderful about Mike. I grabbed a bottle of champagne, didn't really look at which label it was, but I'm impressed you guys understood. And I got through the crowd, and the crowd kind of opened for me to get into him, and I said, here, and I congratulated him. He put his arms around me, gave me a hug, and whispered some really wonderful things in my ear about the appreciation for what Bill had done prior to this. And then, with his arms still around me, and I know it was a tight circle, you couldn't all see, but he proceeded to say something wonderful about what preceded his being able to get the 400.
Mm-hmm.
It was what men had and people had done prior to their capability, whether it was tackle, whether it was boats, whether it was awareness of where to fish, you know, all sorts of things. And I thought that was really class. And then he shook the bottle up, popped it, and gave the first drink to the angler, and then he gave it to me, and I don't even drink. That's why I was laughing when you said it looked like I was guzzling it.
looks like you were getting into it a little bit.
Then he took a swig, handed it to his wife as well, and then I got back out of the crowd and let them have their day. But I just think it's wonderful that the smaller of the long-range boats is the one that came up with the biggest of the fish.
Yeah, absolutely, Ingrid.
Well, you're really covering it well, and I just had to say something nice about Mike, and thanks, guys, for bringing it to a lot of people's attention.
You know, Ingrid, I know you called me when I was chasing deer back there in Pennsylvania, and I apologize for not getting back to you. I really didn't get back to a whole lot of people, but when I saw that fish caught, and when John was telling me about it last Sunday, I came off vacation and wrote a quick story. You know, that day I was snowed in Pennsylvania and did it, but to see you in the photo, it did my heart good. I was really, really cool to see you. Peggy Patey, our photographer, got down there and caught you at the dock, and it was a priceless photo to me. It really was.
Thank you. Well, thanks for your write-up. I read that as well. Always appreciate your covering these things. Thanks, gentlemen, for your good show.
Thank you for calling, Ingrid.
Thanks for the call, Ingrid.
Bye-bye.